KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky, 41 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny and windy today with a record-setting temperature of 64 degrees, a distinct possibility. In state news this hour, Governor Terry Branstad will deliver his Thanksgiving message this morning during a service that features period-style costumes and customs from the holiday. Branstad and his family will attend the annual pilgrim service at the Plymouth United Church of Christ in Des Moines. The ministers, deacons, choir, and many of the parishioners dress up in 18th century New England costumes to mark the holiday. Branstad says this has been one of his favorite events as governor, as this is an American holiday celebrating our heritage.
In the past, the kids have enjoyed that tradition of going to Plymouth on Thanksgiving, and in fact, this year we're bringing all the children, all the grandchildren, my Uncle Ron from California, and we're all going to Plymouth on Thanksgiving.
And Branstad says it's a time to think of those who need a hand.
We do recognize there's still a lot of people struggling, and you know, we're working very hard to bring more business and jobs to our state. But I think Iowans are very caring people and reach out to help others in a time of need, and we need to do that, especially recognized during the holiday season.
I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Western Iowa Republican U.S. Representative Steve King says he's not surprised that a congressional supercommittee failed to agree on a deficit reduction plan. King also said he believes only an election will end the political gridlock in Washington. He spoke Wednesday during a taping of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program, which will air later in the weekend. King says the deficit reduction proposals discussed by the supercommittee all called for too much spending, something he says he would oppose. He said last year's election brought 87 new, mostly really conservative Republicans to Congress, and that changed the debate in Washington. Congressman Steve King says the immigration policy Republican candidate Newt Gingrich is advocating makes it harder to support Gingrich for president. Gingrich has said it's impractical to deport all the illegal immigrants in the country, and the humane way to deal with many of those who've been in the country for years is to provide some pathway to legal status.
I think if Speaker Gingrich had that to do over again, he might couch his language a little differently at a minimum. I wouldn't agree with him on that policy. I think that when you give people even a promise that they can stay in the country after they're here illegally, you become a more of a magnet, and it is a form of amnesty, and more people will come in counting on it.
King has been an outspoken opponent of any sort of amnesty for illegal immigration. He opposed former President Bush's attempt at immigration reform. King's critique of the Gingrich immigration plan isn't positive.
That piece is something that concerns me because the rule of law is one of the essential pillars of American exceptionalism.
King says he may endorse a candidate before the January 3rd caucuses, but it appears that Gingrich has moved down King's list because of this issue.
If we let the rule of law be eroded, and if we allow people to be rewarded for breaking the law, and by the way, these people probably had false identification, they were working illegally, they maybe just didn't get arrested in a quarter of a century.
And again, he made his comments during the taping of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program. Gingrich earlier this year suggested establishing local immigration boards that would make decisions about the legal status of immigrants in the community, functioning in the same way draft board did during World War II. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney held a telephone town hall meeting Wednesday afternoon with what his campaign characterized as thousands of Iowans. A man named Richard from North Liberty said he watched Tuesday night's televised debate and the give and take between Romney and Newt Gingrich over illegal immigration.
And then on one of the national radio programs, I heard a tape of you from 4 years ago saying that you supported a path to citizenship. And as a rock-solid conservative, the thing that concerns me about you is that you seem to change your position a lot.
I wish you could hear the whole tape. What I said is that everybody who's here illegally should have a path to citizenship, which consists of going to their home country, applying for citizenship or permanent residency, just like everybody else, and getting at the back of the line. So sometimes when you hear only the first part of an answer, you don't get the full picture.
Another caller, identified as Becky from Webster City, asked Mitt Romney for more details.
I heard your views on immigration. What I didn't hear was, what are your plans to secure our borders, and how do you plan on gathering the millions up to send them back to stand in line to become legal citizens?
Romney called his approach pretty straightforward.
How to secure the border is not rocket science. One, you make sure that you have a fence. Two, you have enough Border Patrol agents to secure the fence and the border. And three, you make sure that it's easy for an employer to determine if someone is here legally or not.
Romney supports creation of a type of e-verify system with an identification card, as well as tough, significant sanctions for businesses that hire illegal immigrants. Romney would support increasing the number of legal immigrants who are allowed in the country each year, as he says immigrants with advanced degrees and special skills are in high demand. Elsewhere in state news, a Minnesota man has been charged into the thefts of hundreds of hogs in Iowa and Minnesota. 35-year-old Greg Swenson of Rose Creek, Minnesota, was arrested Wednesday morning and charged with ongoing criminal conduct, first-degree theft, offenses related to animal production, and possession of burglary tools. He's the second person arrested with the thefts from hog confinements that occurred between November of 2010 and this past September. 44-year-old John Arndt of Hatfield, Minnesota, was arrested on the same charges last month. Swenson was being held in the Olmsted County, Minnesota jail awaiting extradition to Mitchell County, Iowa. His attorney, Roger Sutton, said he hasn't seen any evidence to support the charges against Swenson. Iowans who hunt bobcats and otters are required to get a special tag for the pelts so the animals caught in Middle America don't end up involved in international crime. DNR wetlands biologist Vince Evelsizer says they're called CITES tags.
CITES stands for Convention on International Trade of Endangered Species. It's a federal, it's related to federal trade, since these are fur pelts. They belong, you know, they'll eventually end up in an international market. And so these tags help law enforcement at the national level keep track of these pelts.
Evelsizer said the idea is to keep track of the areas where the pelts originate.
The reason they do that is they don't want an Iowa bobcat to be mixed up or compared or sold in the black market as a Mexican bobcat, which is endangered, or the sea otter with the otters in Iowa. We don't want them to be mixed up with that in the international trade, and so that's what the purpose of the tags are for.
He says it's a federal and not a state requirement.
Unfortunately, that, you know, works its way down to where we have, you know, we are basically required to have to ask trappers to do that, you know, and it's not something the DNR specifically is making them do. It's something that everybody, every state needs to contribute to doing to help with that.
You can check the DNR's website to get more information on the CITES requirements. The Iowa otter season officially closed at 1 p.m. Tuesday when the quota of 650 otters was reached. And finally, in state news, Waterloo police say thieves armed with a package of frozen pork chops busted through a glass door at a production company and stole video equipment. The burglary happened sometime Sunday night at the Ron Knapp video production. The break-in was discovered Monday morning. Police say the intruders gained entry by smashing the frozen chops through the glass door. They also used something to pry at the door. The company reported two cameras valued at nearly $8,000 were missing. The thieves, however, failed to take the supporting equipment needed to operate those cameras. Taking a look at world headlines of this hour, President Obama and Republicans are sending a Thanksgiving message today to Americans. In his weekly address, Obama said, "What makes this country special is the idea that I am my brother's keeper, that I am my sister's keeper." Republican Congresswoman Sandy Adams of Florida says, "Together we can and should find common ground to deliver a government that honors the voice of the people." Witnesses say there was a fireball and explosion when a twin-engine plane crashed in the mountains east of Phoenix with six people on board. Preliminary reports said the plane had picked up three children in Mesa, Arizona, for the Thanksgiving holiday before it went down last night. One child's body has been recovered. There were also three adults on the plane. North Korea is angry over South Korea's military drills yesterday near the frontline island attacked by the North last year. Pyongyang says it'll turn Seoul's presidential palace into a sea of fire. today. Seoul mobilized aircraft, rocket launchers, artillery guns, and naval boats for the first anniversary of the artillery attack that killed four people on the island. News time is 8:10. Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667. In our funeral announcements, Robert Ronald Norwood, Jr., age 49, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Norwood, Jr. will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Paul D. Hokenstedt, age 72, of Griswold, died Tuesday, or rather November 15th, at the Cass County Hospice Center. Memorial services for Paul Hokenstedt will be Saturday at noon at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. Carla K. Gustafson, age 70, of Kirkman, died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Carla Gustafson will be Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Thomas Hughes, age 77, of Adair, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Thomas Hughes are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And LaVita Pine, age 84, of Anita, died Wednesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Services for LaVita Pine are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.